This is the Assumption Church Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Assumption Church is a Roman Catholic community under the care of the Franciscan Friars Conventual of Our Lady of Angels Province. It is a community of faith which is active in service, and its ministries bring the gospel message of peace, reconciliation, and love to Syracuse and all of Central New York.
I'm not going to lie to you. Today, I was unsure of how to start my homily. First, I wanted to talk about Gaudete Sunday, which is Latin for the word rejoice, and how the entrance antiphon of the Mass today is rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Indeed, the Lord is near. And then I thought, let's just talk about Rejoice Sunday, which we heard about in the first and the second readings, and how rejoice means to feel great joy and great delight. Then I wanted to talk about what does joy mean? Joy being a state of happiness, a source and cause of delight, and how joy, J-O-Y, Jesus offers you, is something that God offers each of us, the gift of being joyful. And then yesterday, I wanted to talk to you about how awesome you all are for helping out with the gift giveaway. We filled the grotto with gifts. Over 60 families got gifts for their children, and over 165 families got Christmas food baskets. Side note, you're still awesome. If four openings were not enough, a fifth one came to me this morning about a reflection on the first reading and the popular Christmas song, Mary, Did You Know? See, a couple of weeks ago, Brother Joe and I were talking about the song, Mary, Did You Know? And whether the song, quote, is true or not. I said no, and he said yes. And I said, how did she know? And he said, she had to know. And I said, she couldn't have known. And then Brother Joe said, well, maybe she did not know at first, but she knew when Jesus was presented in the temple. And I said, fine, I can accept that. See, at the temple, the presentation of Jesus, Mary heard these words. Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel. It will be a sign that it will be contradicted, and a sword yourself will pierce your heart, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Now, upon further reflection, I came to realize that the answer is yes. Mary knew. Why do I know this? Because Mary was a Jew and a faithful one. She knew about the prophecies of the Hebrew scriptures, including the first reading, which the anointed one would bring glad tidings to the poor. Jesus did that. Would heal the brokenhearted. Jesus did that. Would proclaim liberty to captives. Jesus did that. And release to prisoners. Jesus also did that. And how do I know this? Because Mary was told by the angel Gabriel at her Annunciation that the child's name will be called Jesus, meaning God saves, that her son would be the king of the line of David, and that reign would last forever. There would be no end. That her son would be called the Son of God. I do think Mary knew that her son, even as a little infant, would one day save our sons and daughters, give sight to the blind man, calm the storm with his hand, make the blind see, the deaf to hear, the dead to live again, the lame would leap, and the dumb would speak, and one day rule the nations. All of these things have been prophesied in the Hebrew scriptures that Mary knew and were signs of the Son of God. I struggle to say this, but Brother Joe, you'll be glad to hear you were right. Now before, oh, you can clap for Brother Joe. We can do that. We'll give Brother Joe a clap. Now before you start saying, Father Nader ruined the song, Mary, did you know? Listen to this. Mary knew those things would happen, but I don't think to the magnitude that they would occur, that thousands of people would be healed or experience the miracles that Jesus would bring. I think only God knew that. But what does this mean for us? Well, there's a prophecy that is written on each edition of our bulletins that says, to heal wounds, to bind what is broken, and to bring home those who are lost. You and I get to be fulfillments of that prophecy today, to live out that saying. How do you and I help to heal wounds, to bind what is broken, or to bring home those who are lost? Not just in our own lives, but in the lives of those around us. For ourselves, heal wounds might mean giving ourselves the gift of the sacrament of reconciliation by going to confession tomorrow while the light is on for you. For others, healing wounds might mean calling someone you had an argument with and reconciling that relationship. For ourselves, binding what is broken might mean recommitting to our daily prayer life that sometimes may seem broken up by life tasks. For others, binding what is broken might mean inviting an estranged family member to our Christmas celebrations. For ourselves, bringing home those who are lost might mean reminding ourselves each and every day that we are beloved children of God. For others, bringing home those who are lost might mean inviting family or friends to come to our live nativity this afternoon, or to our Christmas masses, or to one of our 11:11 services. That was a lot, I know, even for me. But may we rejoice in the Lord always. I say again, rejoice. Indeed, the Lord is near. May you and I go and be prophets of the prophecy that in our bulletin, to heal wounds, to bind what is broken, and to bring home those who are lost.
Thanks for listening to the Assumption Church podcast. To listen to more episodes, connect with us in our community, or join us for worship, please visit AssumptionSYR.org.